You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
We're more focused on bunny rabbits, Easter eggs, outfits. Y'all know I like to dress a little bit. Oh, glory to God. But a lot of times our focus is on everything, and we don't come to church with expectation. We don't come to church asking God to resurrect something. You know, if you're in a season, come on, if you're in a season, you might as well get the most out of that season. And so if we're in a season of resurrection, we ought to be coming to church. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Saying, God, hey, I need you to resurrect this. I need you. I mean, you got a lot of stuff that needs to be resurrected. I mean, you got a lot of stuff you need God to raise from the dead. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And so because, I, you know, even on, and you can be seated. You can be seated. You can be seated. Because a lot of times we don't like to talk about death. Okay, all right. Go to Hebrews. Go to Hebrews 2 and 15. Hebrews 2 and 15. I don't know where I'm going to start at. Hallelujah. I'm just out here now. Y'all pray for me. Hebrews 2 says, daughter.
Matthew 17, 22 says, and while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, the Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again.
Now he's speaking of his death. He spoke so much about his death that it was common knowledge that even the Pharisees and Sadducees went to, who was it, Herod, and say they called him a name, and they said, you know, hey, he's been talking about he's going to rise on the third day, and so we need you to secure the tomb. So he spoke about his resurrection, or him being resurrected. But shoot, if that's the case, the Old Testament spoke about him being resurrected. Oh, glory to God. And read, daughter.
And they were exceedingly sorrowful.
They were sorrowful. As a matter of fact, some Bibles say that they were distressed. Oh, glory to God. How come when we talk about death, some people are distressed? Come on. It messes some folks up. Okay. All right. I was at work the other day, and I just had to repent off of a revelation. Oh, glory to God. Okay, I'm going to say that again. The Bible says, well, let me say this here. I had to stop, literally, and the daughter, go to Hebrews 2 and 15. At the stop, and I literally had to stop. I was working, and I just had to stop and repent, put the brakes on. And put the brakes on and say, God, I'm sorry. Sometimes we're walking in something, and we can be walking in something for years, and all of a sudden God turned the light on, whoop, and you see something you ain't never seen before, or you hear something you haven't never heard before. Read, daughter.
Hebrews 2:15, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
Whoa, he's talking about a fear of death, or a fear of dying. For years, I don't tell folks. I'll be like, I don't like airplanes. Even though I get on airplanes, I'm getting on there. I just override my fears. But I was like, I don't like airplanes. There's just some things I don't like to do. I don't like heights. I'll say I don't like it. I don't feel. But the thing about it is that I realized something. It wasn't that I didn't like the heights. I had a fear of die. And so that made me what? Subject to what?
Bonded.
Read that again. Is this good or what, Hurricane?
It is, but I was with you.
I remember when I was a child and my parents took us to the Empire State Building. I had no idea that I was that heights would cause me to fear. I froze. I looked down from the Empire State Building and all of a sudden, fear gripped me. Come on. And it's been gripping me causing me to be subject, oh glory to God, ever since. About a week ago, that's when I repented. I said, God, I got the devil off my... Let me show you something. Because my wife brought up about a trip, and I didn't even trip. Come on the inside. That fear didn't even raise up. Come on. How many know that there's sometimes it's time to get free? Sometimes you gotta acknowledge, come on. Sometimes you gotta tell on the devil, you gotta put the light on him, you gotta expose him. Some of you are, oh glory to God, okay, I'll let you know what I was going through. Some of you are afraid to go swimming. I can't even swim. But we used to go to BCC, we had the big pool. I would jump off the diving board and swim underwater till I got to the edge. I was not afraid to swim. When I was in the Marine Corps, man, hey, I was trying to walk on the bottom of the water. We had to jump in and go to the other side. I wasn't no swimmer. Come on, but I got to the other side. I wasn't afraid of water. Come on, okay. All right. Some of y'all afraid of being alone.
Yes.
Okay. So, it's not that you afraid of these things. You just afraid of dying. How can you be afraid of dying when Jesus got the keys? Hold on now. If Jesus got the keys and Jesus is on the inside of you and he got the keys, as a matter of fact, didn't he say, I give you some keys? Okay, let's go to the Bible then. Let's see what the Word of God has to say. No glory to God. Is this all right? I was like sitting there saying, I don't even know where I'm going to get started. Because one of my daughters called me up. Oh, glory to God. Andre, and she said, Pastor, that was good, and you need to keep on teaching that. And I was like, okay, all right. I'm going to be open to that. And I prayed about it. I felt good in my spirit about it. And so, praise God. Sometimes you got to listen to the people that are around you. Amen? What did I say? We were getting ready to talk about the keys. And I wrote down some stuff. Oh, glory to God. Oh, I know where it is. It's on my phone. I got notes all over the place. Okay, all right. Go to Matthew's 16 and 15.
Matthew 16 and 15.
Uh-huh.
He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am?
Who am I? Read.
And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Read.
And Jesus answered and said unto Simon, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven.
Come on. My Father revealed it or gave you this revelation about me. Read.
And I say also unto thee, mm-hmm, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church.
Upon this revelation, come on. Oh, glory to God of who he is. Hallelujah, the Christ. Come on, hallelujah. The chief cornerstone. Our Lord, our Savior, our God. Read.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against
him. Hold on now. He said the gates of hell shall not prevail or win. Well, what's going on here? What's going on here? Because it sure enough seems like the gates of hell are winning. Come on. Sometimes. Because I'm like, where are because I'm talking about resurrection. Oh, glory to God. And one of the things I'm believing, and I believe that God is doing it, is that God is raising up from the dead the religious slavers. Come on, somebody. Some folks that can enact some laws. Come on. some folks that are decreeing and declare some things. Come on, you know, some of you all watch the news just to hear what the devil's doing. I watch the news so that I can legislate, come on, so that I can say, that ain't happening, I slap it on the earth. I think that's what makes the difference between some states and some states. Some states are tolerating it. Hallelujah. Where are the intercessors? Come on. Where are the gatekeepers? Come on. Oh, glory to God. This is so when Disney, I won't call it the whole thing, when Disney was trying to back and legislate some laws to teach our first, second, third graders about all kinds of stuff, and I'll leave it at that. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. No. There were some people speaking against that, including me. Come on. Oh, glory to God. See, I realize I have the ability to legislate. Come on. Jesus said, whatsoever you bind on the earth, I bind it in heaven. Whatsoever you stop, some of your Bibles may say stop on the earth, God will stop it in heaven. Some Bibles say whatsoever you allow on earth, God will allow it in heaven. We got to stop allowing stuff. Okay, somebody. I want walls, carpets, lights. Come on. Oh, glory to God. We got to stop allowing stuff. This world is in the condition we're playing a part in this. We're allowing some things. Who was that? Elisha? Elisha, when I believe it was Assyrians, every time they got ready to raid, Elisha would send word to the king. Come on. In other words, Elisha was legislating. He was calling the shots. Hey, king, don't go down here. Let me show you something. He was controlling that nation in his prayer closet.
Yes, yes.
Through intercessory. He was calling shots through what? Through intercession prayer. Oh, glory to God. Where are the legislators? Somebody say, Lord, resurrect the legislators in the body of Christ. To God. Some of y'all like, I don't want to hear no news. Hey, watch the news so you can find out what's going on, so you can be relevant, and so that you can call some shots. Oh, glory to God. When they enact the law, you enact the law. Come on, Mordecai. Who's that? Mordecai? That's the uncle. Come on, when they enacted the law and said we're gonna kill all the Jews, Mordecai went to work. Come on, somebody. That ain't happening. Come on. You're gonna call a fast. You're gonna do something. They ain't gonna force me to preach. I will see that. And they pull on me enough, you don't know what will happen. Come on. He didn't sit back and not fight against that law. He knew he didn't have no opportunity to go in before the king and say such and such and such. But you know what he did? He called some shots along with Esther. Along with the spiritual legislators of that nation. Come on, somebody. Are y'all getting this? Y'all looking at me like a cow looking at a new fence. Come on. We've got the ability to cause some shots in this nation. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Okay, where were we? Spiritual legislator. Somebody say, Lord, raise up the spiritual legislator. Okay, all right. Read.
Matthew. Verse 19.
Uh-huh.
And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom.
Whoa. Hold on a second now. He said, he's going to give unto you the keys, and not just, he said, the keys of the kingdom.
Of heaven.
Okay. All right, sometimes when the Bible is talking about heaven, it's talking about the spirit realm. You got to be mindful of the spirit realm also. This is why when he says, whatsoever you bind on the earth or stop on the earth, I'll stop it in heaven or I'll stop it in the spirit realm. Let me say it this way. Whatsoever you put a stop to on the earth, I'll stop it in the spirit realm. What are you stopping in this realm? Come on. So that God can stop. Why can God stop it in the spirit realm? Because it's the parent realm. This is the child realm. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. I ain't got time to go through all of that. But this realm don't call the shots.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
I'm gonna say that again. This okay, the people in Washington, come on, they don't call the shots. Come on, somebody. They're not the parent realm. Come on. And all they're doing is just doing what you are allowing them to do. By keeping your mouth shut. Come on. By not saying something. By not legislating. Come on. I don't even know how I got over here. I went oh, glory to God. All right. I can't get away from that. Is this all right? Where were we back at? Okay, so he says, all right. The keys to what?
The kingdom of heaven.
Uh-huh.
And whatsoever thou shalt bind
on earth. Whatsoever you shall stop on the earth. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Shall be bound in heaven.
It shall be stopped in heaven. I'll stop it in heaven. If you got enough courage to stop it on the earth, I'll stop it in heaven. Come on. Come on, states. Come on, 50. How many states is it? 51? Huh? 50. Come on, 50 states. Come on, let's start Christians, body of Christ, in the 50 states. Come on, let's start stopping some stuff. Let's open our mouths. Let's start speaking up and saying something. Glory to God. My God, what are we saying and what are we not saying? Because sometimes we're just going right along with what they are saying. Come on. And they're just getting their information from the first and second heaven. Come on. But we get our information from the third heaven. Throne room. Anything coming from the throne room is greater than anything coming from the first and second heaven. Are y'all getting this? He's serving all powerful God. So he said, I've given you some keys. I've given you some keys. Okay, now go to Revelation chapter 1. Go to Revelation chapter 1. Are y'all getting this?
Yeah.
I got notes all over the place. I got notes on my phone. I got notes on my phone. I got notes in the Bible. I don't really, that's why I'm just trying to. Y'all pray for me. Tell somebody I'm a spiritual legislator.
Spiritual legislator.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I was about to say something. I'm trying to move on from that subject. Oh, glory to God. All right. Read.
Revelations 1 and,
let me blow this up so I can see it. 1 and 18.
Revelation 1, 18.
Read 17 also. Might as well read 17.
Revelation 1, 17, 18. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead.
Woo! That's a powerful God.
Yeah.
I've heard people say, oh man. A young lady one day I was talking to, and she's like, when I get to heaven, I'm going to be asking God such and such and such and such. I'm like, yeah, that's what you think. You just don't know. And I'll be telling God such and such. You just don't know. Man, please. You get in the presence of God, you can't even stand up unless he allows you to stand up. I don't know if you ever got really in the presence of God, man. You are locked down. Come on. Woo. My wife got up to go to the bathroom one night. And I had this experience. I put it to you this way. I couldn't move. I was locked down. Hallelujah. God wrote something on the wall. My God. I'm going to leave that alone. That's a whole other story. Read.
And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. I am the first and the last.
Uh-huh.
I am he that liveth and was dead.
Ooh, look. I was dead. I'm alive now. We don't serve a dead God. Come on. All right, there's some other folks that serve dead gods. You can go and find their bones in the grave. Come on, somebody. Oh, but they couldn't even secure the grave. They put the best promise, some of the best Roman soldiers around. The Pharisees and Sadducees, they said, hey, we need you, Herod, to secure the grave. We need you to lock this thing down, make sure that nobody come in the middle of the night. Oh, glory to God. And they still couldn't stop it.
Jesus.
And then they turned around and had to pay some folks to go and lie and say, yeah, while we were asleep, they stole the body away. All of those soldiers asleep at the same time. Somebody, yeah, first off, how you didn't hear this big old stone being rolled away? That's some good sleep. That's some deep sleep. I mean, you
know, that's like when, you know, the cookie, the kid with the cookie. Did you take that cookie out the cookie jar? No! I didn't take that cookie out there. Got crumbs all around his mouth. Couldn't see through that lie. Woo! Glory to God. There's some stuff that we can see through now. Hallelujah. It's going on in this nation. I'm going to leave that alone. Read.
And behold, I am alive forevermore.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And have the keys of hell and death.
Ooh. Hold on now. Jesus was saying, I got absolute authority over life and death. Thank God, up in Zion. I don't know if y'all caught that. He was saying, I got absolute authority over life and death. Oh, glory to God. Let me say it this way. Go to, where's this here, Chris? Where's the scripture? Let me see. God, I don't know if I wrote it down. But anyways, therefore, doeth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power, I think I read this last week. I have power to take it up again. This is my, catch this now, this commandment, some of your Bibles may say charge. This commandment have I received from my Father. Wait now, hold up. He said I've been authorized to do this. It's just like when God, you know, anoints you to put you in a position, he gives you a charge. He gives you a charge. This is why Jesus could stand before Mary and Martha and say, I am the resurrection. I got power to do this. Come on. I'm authorized to do this. Come on, somebody. That's a matter of, okay, all right, now y'all get this. Okay, y'all get this.
Amen.
Okay, all right. Trying to make sure I'm getting it myself. Tell somebody I'm no longer subject to death. Come on. I hope when I said that you recognized your fears. Come on. And even when I said it, just like I repented, that you are repenting, somebody say, of your fears. Oh, glory to God. Let's go to 2 Kings 4 and 32. And I tell you what, I couldn't get back. I started trying to go back over some of the stuff just to refresh myself. And man, I tell you what, I couldn't get. Yeah, I just leave that alone. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap for the praise and worship team. This time is good today. Thank God for our sound man for the day. Excellent job. He's hooking it up. Come on. It's a work in progress, but it's getting hooked up.
Yeah.
Amen. Doing a good job. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. All right. Where were we? Y'all see my little piece together notes that I'm taking of right now. Okay. So 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8. Go to verse 8. And read.
Verse 8 says, and it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman.
Where was a great woman? Now, I told you all last week that women in the Bible can be figurative or symbolic of the church. Amen, somebody. They can represent the church. God could be speaking about the church indirectly. Come on, somebody. He could be telling you about the church without talking directly about the church. Everybody get this? So you can look at every woman in the Bible as being symbolic of the church. Now you say, well, there was some bad church. There was some bad women in the Bible when there are some bad churches. Amen. We're not denying that. Oh, glory to God. And so read.
Constrained him.
Oh, the Bible says she constrained him. She constrained the man of God. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. You want to know what makes a church great? I'm going to say that again. You want, this word constrain, it means to compel. It means to make someone do something that's not willing. In other words, you're going to find out that he was not willing, but she constrained him. Come on. She worked. There's times that my wife is not willing, and I'll keep...
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed our broadcast, and I hope you enjoy our daily broadcast. And if it has been a blessing to you, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry. Now, you could use our church telephone number, which is connected to the church Zelle account. The telephone number is 321-358-7455. Also, if you want to send your love offering, love gift through Zelle using our email account, it is vipministries@att.net. Again, those are for Zelle, but if you would like to Cash App, you can Cash App us at $Victory with an I. In other words, $VICTORI57. We sure hope you enjoyed the broadcast. You could use also that telephone number to tell us if the broadcast has been a blessing to you, or the email address. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Our address is 250 North Babcock in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our Sunday morning services start at 11 a.m. All right, God bless you.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament commentary series. Well, it's hard to find a more clear command in Scripture than Ephesians 5:3, which says, "Sexual immorality and covetousness must not even be named among you." Still, one of our listeners read that verse and wondered, what if a believer is struggling with sexual immorality? Isn't it a good idea to talk about that sin with other believers? Well, what about that, John? Does Ephesians 5 forbid struggling believers from getting counsel from other Christians for their sexual sin?
When the Apostle Paul says that sexual immorality and covetousness must not even be named among you, he's not saying that you shouldn't talk about it with each other. He is saying you shouldn't be identified with it. In other words, people looking at you shouldn't say, oh, there's immorality there, there's covetousness there. Another way to say that would be, it must not be among you, period. It must not happen among you. It must not occur among you. It must not be seen among you. That's the whole point. Should a believer struggling with sexual immorality talk to someone else about it? Of course. Of course. Confess your faults one to another, and so fulfill the law of Christ. We need that kind of mutual support. We need that kind of spiritual accountability that comes from openness and honesty with regard to sin. I don't think we have to parade everything. Paul also said it's a shame to speak of things done in darkness. So, we don't need to be full disclosure and all the ugly details of sin. There's no virtue in that. Some pastors kind of celebrate talking about that. That's not necessary, but we need to be supportive of one another in our prayers.
All right, thanks, John, and thanks to you for listening today to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you'd like more in-depth teaching from Ephesians, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.